שמעתי אותך. בוקר טוב, ערב שבת שלום, פרשת בראשית, השתבח שמו. פרשת בראשית, שבת מברכים חודש מרחשוון. Big stuff, today is the Heilige Kedushas Levi and the Heilige Chasam Sofer's Yahrzeit today. Big stuff. So in honor of the Yahrzeit of the Kedushas Levi, today we have to be Makir Tova. Why? Because there's something, especially in Great Neck, but in other places too, there's something the Mamish saves Yiddishkeit. And it's called poppers. These poppers and the chickens and the breadcrumbs, they have tremendous zechuyot. Nachon, Mikey? Yeah, v'day. What did the Kedushas Levi say about poppers? Shtabach Shemo, saving Yiddishkeit. Yeah? Anyway, in my days it was sushi, and other days it was, a little cake and whatever. But today, poppers. So, without getting too much into the great debate of the bracha rishona on schnitzels or poppers or whatever, disclaimer, okay? Disclaimer, I just want to start with this, is because there's going to be a scientific element of the shiur today. Everybody likes the hands-on demos, you know, the bugs and the zachins. Oh, people like it. So this shiur today is Leilun Nishmatam. Today is in honor of the Kedushas Levi and the Chasam Sofer. Yeah, the Sanegoran Shel Yisrael, Geonei Hador, Tzadikei Hador. Anyway, so Lehevei Yadua, in the disclaimer, two things. Number one, we're not talking about cornflake or cornstarch coated schnitzels or chicken, because those are bevadai, no machloket whatsoever. Bechol shkita, that would be shakol niyam bedvaro. That's not a question. And by the way, you should be very careful because many places do, for instance, let's say Chinese places like sesame chicken, stuff like that. What's it coated with? It's cornstarch. So that's bevadai shakol. I'm talking about schnitzels or poppers. Yeah, poppers, they're just little glorified schnitzels. That's what they are. So, but they got such a name. We say that. Matam chapez.
I'm gonna make you full screen for the video.
No, I'm saying that. Zovid zim. I'm saying the kacha. Anyway, this gallery view. Say that. So, kol b'seder. So, mikol makom. But if the whole discussion today is when they are breaded with breadcrumbs. Now, breadcrumbs, when they stand alone, if you eat breadcrumbs, especially the ones on the market today, they're mizanot. The question is, when you coat chicken with breadcrumbs, what does the bracha become? Now, I want to tell you, this is also part of the disclaimer, is that until you find something that's unilaterally and unanimously agreed upon by all poskei sfarad of, you know, bezman acharon, bedor acharon, is almost came out impossible. Schnitzel, making borei min mizanot on schnitzel. Now, schnitzel and poppers, the way they have them today, and especially with the fact that they're so flavorful, v'chule, v'chule, nobody, when you make schnitzel or poppers, nobody's coating them just so that they don't stick or so they don't, whatever. When you're making a schnitzel today, especially commercial schnitzels, the one they sell in store, schnitzels or poppers or whatever, and especially the breadcrumbs that they have today, the American and the Greek and the Zafin and all the things, it's over there, it's made for taste. And we have Maran Mefurash and Siman Reshchet that says that anytime, Bet En Gimel, over there he says that anytime you have Chameshet Mine Dagan, anytime you have a byproduct of one of the five grains, yeah, i.e. breadcrumbs, that's put there for taste, and not just for non-stick or binding purposes, over there the Beracha Maran says very clearly is going to be Mezonot. And that's why, Kim'at Kol Poskei Asferadim, going to be Yitzchak, going to be David, going to be Chamen Tzion in Ole Tzion, going to be Moshe Levi in Birkat Hashem, they all agree, hands down, as did Maran Zichrono Livracha, he made mizonot on schnitzel himself. Why? Because over there, today, they make the breadcrumbs in order to make it more flavorful. So let's assume for a moment, Baruch She'asenu Sfaradim, and we're all making the bracha rishona of mizonot on schnitzels. If you're Ashkenazi, yesh v'yesh. Minhag ha'olam among the Ashkenazim, at least most of them in the yeshiva shevelt, is that they make shakur. But shamati be'omrim li, that in other circles among the Ashkenazim, they make mizanot. But according to Sfaradim, kim'at hands down, lo shama'ati, that's part of the scenery. You need it. Mikey, without that, it's not a shir. Anyway, bekitzur. So that's with regards to bracha rishona. That we'll leave on the side for now. We've spoken about this about a million times. Let's leave it alone. Nachon, Michael, schnitzel, poppers, breadcrumbs, בזמן הזה, לספרדים, בורא מן המזונות. אין בזה שום ספק בעולם. Now, as follows. Yes?
So,
בכל רם, בכל רם.
If you say Kiddush, Shabbat morning, How much would you have to have of the schnitzel that your koveh seuda with that?
So that is the $1 million shaila of the day, which is, you see, we have all this, you know, scientific experimentation zachen. So that's what we're going to do today. Today we're going to try to understand what is the bracha acharona on poppers. So that's really the great debate. I'm going to try, because I have a whole Chuvanya B'Omer to go through in about 5 minutes before we get to the experimentation. So bear with me for a second. Now, there's a Shulchan Aruch Meforash in Siman Resh Yud Bet. Now, the dinim of Ikar V'Tafil show up in a few places, but primarily in Siman Resh Yud Bet. Over there, that's a whole Siman on Ikar V'Tafil. And there's the Bet Yosef in Siman Resh Yud Bet brings down that the Kolbo, one of the Gedolei Rishonim, is Mesupak. We know that when you're eating Ikar V'Tafil, a primary and a secondary food, now what constitutes Ikar V'Tafil is a totally different discussion. But we've already established that with regards to a schnitzel or a popper, what's the ikar and what's the tafel? Breadcrumbs, ikar. By virtue of the fact that it's there for taste and it's hamishat mina dagan, ikar. The chicken is the tafel. If it was rice and beans, rice is the ikar and the beans are tafel. Now, even so, what makes rice the fact that it's ikar? Rov and masbia. The fact that it's the most, you know.
What about like chulin?
Cholent would be ikar v'tafel because of the
barley
efemod. Now, yafeh.
There's a significant amount of meat.
The cholzot machloket aposkim v'da'at maran ha'shulchan aruch. Especially if you have barley in every bite, and even if you don't, there's a significant amount of barley. Ikar v'tafel mezonot. If you eat a soup, chicken soup, and you're putting a significant amount of croutons or noodles or whatever it is, the entire soup. Kulo batelum butal to the noodles, the bracha and the soup is borei
menem zonot. What if you put those like breadcrumb?
Oto davar.
It's not a motzi, mezonot.
No, those are the commercial ones, mezonot. Now, listen carefully. The question becomes, so, the kolbos mesupak, we know that it works for bracha rishona. For bracha rishona, you go by the ikar, and that's poter tatafel. What about bracha acharona is mesupak? The Bet Yosef says, en shum safek. And by the way, what the Bet Yosef said is echoed even before him by Chidushi HaRashba. In Brachot of Lamed Zayin, the Rashba says Meforash that the dinim of Ikar v'Tafel is both by Bracha Rishona and by Bracha Acharona. That Ikar is Poter et Tafel, the primary food is Poter the secondary food, both by the Bracha on the Ikar and both by Bracha Rishona and by Bracha Acharona. And that's what he passes in Shulchan Aruch Siman Resh Yud. Now,
if someone's having a chulin, then there's not a lot of barley.
Yeah.
Could be that in his first bite he's making a mezonon, there's not even barley in the spoon.
So then you'd have to be careful with that.
Well,
most cholent have, barley. Not majority, but at least it's safe to assume that you'd have some barley in every bite. Come on, otherwise it's stone. Huh? Yeah, you should look. Yeah, you just have to be careful of chadash, because a lot of barley could be chadash. You have to be careful. Anyway, you can just get one of the Haimish companies that are... Yeah, anyway, Mikol Makom. The Yetzirah was introduced in which parasha? This week's parasha. Lafetach Chatat Rovetz. Yeah. So anyway, Mikol Makom, Rabotai Tekshivuto. The question arises among the... So that's Halacha Psuka. Now even, I'll take it a step further, the Shulchan Aruch brings an example of Ikar V'Tafel, that even Hamotzi, which is the most significant of all brachot, can also become a tafel. What's the famous example of the Shulchan Aruch? If a person's eating bread as a chaser, which means he ate a very salty fish, or sometimes the other acharonim give, sometimes people eat bread or whatever as a chaser after they have a l'chaim, right? You take a l'chaim, it's very kharif. Yes, so what do? You chase the l'chaim with some bread. What's the halacha over there? Bevadai, bevadai, da'at maran l'shulchan aruch, or if you eat something extremely sweet and you want to chase it with some bread, you make the bracha on the ikar, which is the fish ha'akol, and you don't make a bracha rishona or acharona on the bread, you'll only make a she'akol nefashot on the ikar. Says the Agon Platzk. The Platzk are going. Agon of Arya Lev Mitzuntz. Agon Ageonim. Adira Adirim. His name was, he was from the Platzk are going. Anyway, he has a she'elot u'tshuvot. Meshivat Nafesh. He writes over there that it seems to him, however, that even when we say that ikar v'tafel is poter from bracha acharona, even by hamotzi, that's only if you didn't eat kedesh vi'a, which means you only ate a little bit of a bread to chase whatever it is that you were eating or drinking. But if you ate kedesh vi'a, then he says what? Then it's already ois tafel. Then he says it becomes no longer tafel. And over there, you'd need birkat hamazon to be poter the other way. It's machlok taposkim. The Bnei Tzion Michtman disagrees with that. Says no. He said, the Halachot Ketanot actually says this before. Halachot Ketanot, Rabbeinu Moshe Chagiz, Rabbi Yaakov and Rabbeinu Moshe Chagiz, father and son, they wrote Halachot Ketanot, and they say this, that if you eat bread, kedesh vi'ah, then it already is no longer considered tafel. So, Bnei Tzion Lichtman disagrees with this, and he says, no, no matter how much bread you eat, it's always going to be tafel. He disagrees with that. He says the previous poskim are tzudkim, that if you eat from the bread kedesh vi'ah, it's no longer a tafel, and then it goes back to ikaron. You have to make birkat hamazon, and he brings it out. Yeah.
What's kedesh vi'ah in this case?
More than a kabitza.
It's the same thing true about kechel.
Huh?
The same thing true about kechel.
No, kechel is not bread. Over there, you need four kabitzim. Okay. Yeah. Now tekshivu tov. He says he brings a raya. Taste this. And the Rosh in Berachot Aflamed Zayin, they both say like this. They say, they bring down, what's the bracha on kosis tachita, klayot, roasted wheat kernels, ha'adama. What if you eat a shi'ur? Tosfot says, there's a safek, what the bracha achanona would be. Either ala mechia or nefashot. Now, he says, no matter, says the Bnei Tzion Lichtman, you know why it would always be a tafel? Because anyways, nefashot is motzi mide birkat hamazon. So anyways, make nefashot to be motzi birkat hamazon, and it covers it. Just like shehakol is motzi, so too, nefashot is motzi, all of the brachot achanonot. And Maran Zechon says from this thesis, he says not that way. Tosfot says, with regards to brachot achanonot, Tosfot is misupak. Do you make al mechia or do you make nefashot? Therefore, says Tosfot, Yireh Shamayim will only eat roasted wheat kernels betocha seuda, so that birkat hamazon can be poter. Hey, wait a second. If nefashot is poter all brachot acharonot, why does Tosfos say to eat toch kedesh seuda? Apparently, would Tosfos in the Rosh hold that nefashot, yes, hakol is poter kol brachot rishonot, but nefashot is not poter kol brachot acharonot, and therefore he says you're wrong. Lo nachon. V'chen halacha lema'aseh, nefashot is not poter kol brachot acharonot. Ken halacha. Anyway, that's a different thing.
Now,
now, listen to this. There's another, in Meshivat Nafesh, the Platzker Goin also brings down another shita. He says, he also says this thing, which is another shaila. He says, I understand, like Maran Shulchan Aruch says very clearly, as do other Rishonim, that the bracha on an ikar will be poter et tafel, will exempt the tafel. That makes perfect sense if you eat a shi'ur of the ikar. Yeah? Which means, for instance, you're eating, rice and beans is a bad, bad example. But let's say spaghetti with, meatballs really stand alone. But let's say you have spaghetti with meat sauce. Yeah, they're all mixed together. That's a great example of ikar v'tafel. Over there, do you make shakol on the meat? No, it's part of the pasta. You make mezonot. What about bracha achanona? You will only make al mechia, no nefashot. Over there, it's pashut. Why? Because he ate the shi'ur. The question arises among the achanonim. What happens? Many achanonim discuss this, as does the aforementioned Yabi Omer. What happens if you didn't eat a shi'ur of the ikar, but you did eat a shi'ur of the tafel, which means, with regards to bracha rishona, you would still make the bracha rishona on the ikar. The question is, by the time you're done eating, now I ate a shi'ur of the tafel, but I didn't eat a shi'ur of the ikar. What would the halacha be? So going back and forth and back and forth, there's another thing over here. Some poskim want to say, I'm telling you these things, mamash bekitzur nimnatz. I'm telling you over Shabbat, this is mamash onik Shabbat. You want to have onik Shabbat, but parashat bereshit Shabbos mevarchim? Open up. Yabia Omer, chilek zayin, ora chayim, siman lamed bet, v'simanach zalbia. It's talking about mezonot and stuff like that. Zalbia is like a funnel cake. Yeah? It's Persians have it too. Zulbia. Yeah? Anyway.
But if you make
zayin lamed bet.
If you have an ikar, if you have a shiur of the ikar and the shiur of the tafel.
Ze bevaday, you'll make the beracha acharona on the ikar and be poter et tafel. לשום ספק בעולם להתמרן השולחן ערוך. Now, I mean, the kol boher
a
ספק,
but... So the case of the fish and the bread was the case where you didn't have a shuar of the fish, you had a shuar of the bread.
נגיד.
Even, but what's the kadesh vial over there?
Kadesh vial more than a kabitza. And eat, no, 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 over there they say, even if you had a shiur of the fish, if you ate kadesh vial of the bread, you would still need
why,
to make...
Why is
on
that different?
Because over there, that's already not considered... That bread already becomes a nam tafim. That bread became your seudah. No, usually not. No, still the ikar sviyah came from your mizonot, which is the ikar. It wouldn't apply there. Rabotai, there's machloket haposkim, the Birkei Yosef and Knesset HaGdolah in Siman Resh Yud Bet, they say, they bring a ra'ayah, that even, let's say you ate half a kezayit, let's say you're eating ikar v'tafel, and you ate half a kezayit of mizonot, half a kezayit of shakol, right? Let's say you're eating something mizonot and something shakol. Obviously, bracha rishona is on the mizonot. They say they're mitzaref together to make which bracha achrona? Borei nefashot. That's the shita of the Birkei Yosef and the Knesset HaGdolah. Maran zechon bracha, several places in Yabi Omer, vehemently disagrees with the Birkei Yosef. And he says, lo nachon. And he says, no. If you eat half a kezayit of the ikar of mizonot, and half a kezayit of the tefil, which is shakol, what's the bracha achrona? Nothing! No bracha achrona! They are not mitzaref. Something is only mitzaref with its own thing, but over here it's not mitzaref. But assume that's not... So let's put that aside. But let's assume for a second that's not the case. You did have... You ate ikar v'tefil. So again, Rabotai, let's talk about the two extremes. You ate... Let's start with this. Ikar v'tafel, let's say mezonot and shakol. Mezonot is the ikar. You ate a kezayit of both. What's the barakha achrona?
Ikar.
Ala mechia, zevadai. Okay? You ate ikar v'tafel, mezonot and shakol. You didn't have a kezayit of either, but together, all together, you had a kezayit of food. What's the halakha? Machloket achronim, but la halakha, safek barakhot la'akel, no barakha achrona. The shayla that we're done in gzach now is what? Done gzach. Yeah, what are we doing exactly now? The shayla is, if you ate ikar v'tafel, and you had a shi'ur of the tafel, but not the ikar, what's the halakha over there? Now, the Meshivat Nafesh, the Platz Gergoyin says, he says very interesting chidush. He says, what when we say that ikar is poteret tafel, what about the ikar is poteret tafel? Is it a din, is the ikar like Superman, that in zich, in the mahut, in the cheftza of the ikar, it's poteret ha-tafel, or shall we say it has nothing to do with the ikar itself, it's birkat ha-ikar is poteret ha-tafel. The bracha of the ikar. So meaning, kol od that you have a bracha on the ikar, that will be poter the bracha on the tafel. So by bracha rishona, you won't have an issue. Because what's the shi'ur for bracha rishona? Kol shu, as long as it's for noten tam. So here what? The bracha rishona on the ikar will always pater the tafel because you can always make a bracha on the ikar. The shayla will become, says the Platz Gergoyin, by bracha acharona. Is it the ikar itself that's poter the tafel or is it birkat ha-ikar? And he says, be'emet, he brings ra'ayah, there's no special chashivut to the ikar, to the, let's say, chameshet mina dagan. There's a special chashivut to what? To the bracha of the ikar. And therefore he says, kolod, and this is what he brings many, there's machloket acharonim, but maran zechon bracha, in Yabia Omer that I told you, he passes like this, alacha lema'aseh, kolod, for instance, a beautiful example would be what? A schnitzel. Let's say a normal person eats a schnitzel or two. How much is the coating? Thin coating, whatever it is in Yodama. So by the time you're done eating the schnitzel, chicken is pretty, you know, it's pretty thick. There's a nice amount of volume over there. There's usually a kezayit in the chicken that you've eaten, but not so much in the coating. So although you've made a mezonot on the schnitzel at the beginning of your meal, the shayla is going to become, what's going to be your bracha acharona now? If I would have eaten a kezayit of the mezonot, bevadai or bevadai, I would have made al machia as well. But it's not, you know, not impossible, but pretty difficult to get, well, that's what we're going to experiment right now, to get to a kezayit of mizonot and the breadcrumbs such that would be mechayev you to make al mechia, and therefore what? These poskim, as well as Maran Zechon Baruch Hashem, say, when even though, in this situation, when you didn't have a kezayit of the ikar, i.e. the mizonot in this case, which means even though your bracha rishona was mizonot, what would your bracha achrona be? nefeshot, you default to the bracha acharona of the tefil whose shi'ur you ate. Understood? So now,
unless let's, you had the shi'ur of the ikar.
Yefes. So now, let's experiment. I want to break down. I thought there's a lot of machlokot b'davar. Sha'arei Di'ah disagrees, and he says you would still make the bracha acharona. But so, azov it's it for right now. But now let's break down the dinim halacha lema'asim. Zayin lamidbet in Orach Chaim. Yeah?
Zehalev.
So now, one second. Before we take questions and experiment, let's break down the dinim halacha lema'asim. Yeah? Tov, somebody jump in. Ryan, Tagid.
I have a question.
Yeah, question.
Later. If someone has, let's say, a pauper, and he's going to have enough paupers for it to be al nechel, whatever the shiur is, when we find out what it is.
Yeah.
Right? And he's obviously going to have the shiur of Borna Pashur as well. So we say...
Too much of anything is not healthy.
So he's not going to make a... Because he doesn't know that it's al nechel, so he's going to make a Borna Pashur.
Yeah.
Should we tell him, someone like that, that you're only allowed to eat your paupers if you're going to eat that much during the Sauda?
You should. Because Borei Nefashot, Halacha Lema'aseh, is not poter ala mechiyah. Let's say a person ate mizonot. It happens sometimes. You're in a place, there's no sidurim, it's Shabbat, there's no phones, whatever. He knows to make Borei Nefashot on cake, and there's nobody there, nobody that can be motzioto, no sidurim, no nothing. He says, I don't know ala mechiyah, I only know Nefashot. What's the Halacha? Achal. Lo'en. What's the halacha? Make nefashot or nothing?
No.
Nothing. Ki la halacha, la halacha, we hold that nefashot is not poter other brachot acharonot. It's not like shakol. Therefore, he makes no bracha. So now the question becomes, so that what we're experimenting today is, in general, let's talk about a person like me. If I would eat a schnitzel or I would eat poppers, in general, I would make a mezonot to begin with. And a nefashot to end. Why? Because in general, I wouldn't be eating enough. I would have enough chicken for a kezayit, but I would not have enough coating, enough breadcrumbs for a kezayit of mizanot to make alamichya and pata the chicken. Therefore, like I told you, yeah, let's break down the dinim. Yeah? Let's break, not only that, by ikar v'tafel. With regards to bracha rishona, what's the halacha? Well, the ikar always gets the bracha. Whatever the ikar's bracha yishona is, it gets it. What about for bracha achronah? Maran says, what? It potters it for bracha achronah as well. The question is, that's all when you ate a shi'ur of the ikar, then the bracha achronah of the ikar is poteret tafin as well. What happens when you didn't eat a shi'ur of either, neither the ikar nor the tafin? What's the bracha achronah? Nothing. What happens when you ate a shi'ur of the tafel, but not the ikar. Yeah, you make or whatever the you make the bracha achrona of the tafel, because what was the svar behind that? The lamdus of the platz going. Oh, ikar betafel is not a din in the cheftza. It's a din in the bracha, not gabra, but there's no gabra in a papa. But anyway, b'kitzer, so it's a din in the bracha, and when you don't have a bracha charona, so you don't have anything to pater, and therefore you have to default back to the bracha of the tafid. The question today...
Mm-hmm.
Nope.
So what's the rule? When is it and is it?
Only when it's the same bracha. Only things of the same bracha rishona.
The Rav said that if not something's like the baked together, if something's baked together, you told me once that let's say I have mezonot and I bake it together all in the flour.
That's a different, that's a tarovit when it's all mixed in a batter. That's a different story altogether. A batter is a totally different story.
Oh,
that's
when specific to batter.
Yeah, it's by a batter, that's a different story. That's when it's mitzterev to kezayit. No. That's not the case.
The sauce is not mitzterev.
Yeah. Nah. Rabotai, listen carefully. So the question that we're going to, huh? Go ahead.
I have a grape, I have an apple, they don't
drip
together.
They're not mitzterev. We're talking about bracha achronah. Yeah, same bracha achronah.
Okay.
Which means if you eat a half a kezayit of a grape and half a kezayit of another shivat aminim, they're mitzterev. Mizonot is mitzterev with mizonot. Yeah, things of that nature. Now, we're trying to experiment right now. How many poppers would default bracha achronah on poppers would be shakol, if you're, a healthy human being. But if, sometimes, huh? Burin fashot, yeah? We're trying to figure out how many would you have to have in order to make ala mechia. So it really depends. It's very subjective on the amount of coating, how much they coat it, the thickness, how quickly you eat it also, because even if you have the requisite amount of
coating, you still have to eat that within achilat pras. You have to eat it within about 7 minutes in order for that achilat to be mitzaref. And we're not talking about the chicken, we're talking about the actual coating. So you really have to pound a bunch. So let's go like this. A kezayit is about 27 grams. 27 grams, give or take, is about an ounce. What's the
volume?
In volume. Yeah? So let's go. Let's make the, here, I have a conversion. Yeah, volume. Yeah, you have, no, how many gallons? Pounds, ounces, grams. Here we go. So one ounce is about 28.3. So give or take, each kezayit is about an ounce. So over here, what we have is, again, this is not the best way, not the most scientific way to do this. I have a 1 ounce shot glass here. So technically, scientifically speaking, what should end up happening is when I fill up this entire space with coating, with that mezonot, and squish it together, then yeah, you'll know that you'll have about a kezayit of coating of mezonot, which will require alamifia. Now here's the issue. Now this is not the most scientific thing. The real scientific way to find out is water displacement. So if I had a graduated cylinder, it would be much easier to see how much water an ounce displaces, an ounce of whatever, but let's...
But either way, 1 ounce is 28. If we're saying it's 27 grams, it has to be...
A drop less, not so much. So, this is not the most scientific experiment. You know what I'm saying? This is like, this is trying to wing it a little bit, but this is plus or minus 1 ounce shot glass, yeah? So, now the shaila is, we have to start peeling the poppers to see how much coating comes off. And then we're going to see how much of it fills. Now, again, it also depends how many you eat, how thick it is. There's a lot of variables over here. So, again, if we were really being scientific about this, we'd have to record all this data. But Mikon Makom, I'm in Great Neck now. So we have a bunch of poppers from a bunch of different places. So this is big stuff. So we have from different zachin. Again, not vouching for any specific one or kashrut. You know what I'm saying? This is just regular stuff, right? Ryan,
we're just trying to figure out the shiurim.
So we just got a bunch from a bunch of different places, and we have some poppers. No, we're just going to... Just do it with your fingers. Peel it off. Yeah. We're going to start with House of Subcon. Yeah, that's what he said.
We have four. We have House of Subs, we have Bistro, we have Great Neck Glad, and we have Amal. These are the four we got.
So, Adam le Amal Yulad. So, he says. Yeah. So we're going to. Maze.
Gesundheit.
Geschmack is stuff. Uncle June, we love you.
Yeah. Thank you.
So, Yaakov, I think you're the only Persian in the world with the name Yankel.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, anyway. So basically what we're doing now is we're shaving down the coating off the poppers, and then we're going to fill it.
Does the sauce matter?
Not really. Because the sauce kind of eats up some of the volume also. So, yeah. So we're really looking only at the... Yeah, which is hard because it's really...
What I've noticed is...
Start filling the... Mikey, put on gloves and start filling the shot with this.
Warm up the popper, it's easier to peel it.
Maze?
Oh, yeah.
We don't have a graduated cylinder. Also, so the volume that we're doing over here is a non-scientific volume of just trying to fill the glass.
Meaning it still works the same exact way.
Huh? I want to see what 1 ounce of coating looks like. When you hit 1 ounce of coating, which is be'erich ha-kezayit, then I'd say, oh, now I'd make an alamichia. So the shaila is how much of that are we doing?
It's hard to get the breadcrumbs off without the meat.
This is not an exact experiment. So even if you get off a little bit of meat,
look how much you have. That's pretty much so far. The only problem with this whole experiment is that not each popper, let's say,
maybe 10 poppers to each other.
Nahum.
So like if you're like plus or minus like 2 poppers.
Yeah, and no one's sitting there weighing the coating before they sprinkle it onto each thing. You know what I'm saying?
But Nissan did tell me that all of the poppers have the exact same amount of, like,
that's impossible.
Meaning the batch is
using some of the breadcrumbs for the entire batch.
But nobody's eating an entire batch.
Yeah, but
you're eating only individual poppers.
No, but there's also different size of the cuts of chicken.
In the Popper's Constitution, in the Declaration of Independence for the Poppers, it says that not all poppers were created either.
Wait, you get Ashkenazi. No. This would still apply. No?
Yes. Yeah.
Where's Green Negla?
Okay, so the poppers are cold now, so we're having a hard time shaving them.
Who has this? No, I never seen this.
Green Negla has this big green.
Wait, you,
this is a festive popper.
Chicken finger.
This is going to be impossible to take off the coating.
Let us eat this. No, it's
the
next
year. That's the easiest.
Yeah?
Okay, Ezra, put on gloves and start. No, yellow, because it ends month. So,
oh, this is
start putting it into the thing. Yellow.
Oh my gosh.
So even Ashkenazi.
Bnei Torah, we have professional popper shavers. So.
You do enough kirubi.
Yeah. Huh?
You do enough kirubi.
Yeah. These are the things that are saving Yiddishkeit, Rabotai. This is it. This is. Squish him. Okay, just here.
These fans have any air.
This is one popper.
Yeah,
we
didn't even get there.
We didn't even get to one popper. This is Be'erek one popper.
That's more than I thought.
Huh?
Yeah.
Huh? No, it's more than one. It's about an eighth. Yeah.
Let's see. Let's fill it up more.
Let's see.
Oh, we didn't fill up the
pump. In a schnitzel, it would be easier because you could just scrape off the. Zavadai.
We brought three to measure average.
This is Gishmak HaMaises. Ten of them yourself.
Mizanot
Vadai. We don't matter on the Mechia.
We got Amazon.
No, it's fried.
Oh, it's never had a zone? Oh, that's a big one. Right.
Wait, why?
It's swing. It's right. Oh, so
yeah.
It's not subs. This is a tough sub.
Also, it's plenty of Chilagas.
Nah, 10?
No,
you get one more.
Half one eating 216 grams of bread crumbs. That's how little you get.
Yeah, but if we're doing two.
We're doing two or one.
What do you mean? How many shekels?
Try to just fill it up until it fills.
Yeah, try. Let's assume for a second that some of them they have similar amounts of zachen on them.
Oh yeah, but you're assuming on average.
That's one popper.
Yeah.
So far, it seems like two poppers.
No, this is one.
Rabbi, what type of etrog season? Etrog season is over.
Ask him that.
It's Moroccan.
Moroccan.
Why?
Ezra, start shaving this. Right. Yeah. Okay, there you go.
Who is that?
I don't know. It doesn't make sense. If you're eating achila that's not achila gasa, it doesn't make sense that you'll be making al mechia. There's a.
It's just you. You're feeling.
Wait, it's only one popper.
We're six of the way. Six poppers.
Yours?
No, so let's measure two. Yeah, let's get more of an average. Let's see. Get one. Let's do two or three.
Awesome,
one.
Rabbi.
One.
Rabbi.
Yes.
Can I give a suggestion?
Yeah. One second. Shake it. Michal wants to give a suggestion. Talk to me.
This is good. What the boys are doing is good. But they were just saying that Nissan said I use the same amount of breading for batch, right?
Okay.
Can we just find out, let's say, from him?
One second.
Okay. Can we ask him? Okay. How much chicken are you using per batch, and how much breading are you using per batch?
He's not using the same. It's easy to tell how much breading you're using because let's say you're using a bowl. You fill up a bowl with breading and you pour it in. You think he's using the same amount of chicken every time?
Okay, it's going to be up and down. It's going to be up and down a little bit. But just to get an idea, I think we'll get an accurate reading, more accurate than scraping off like this.
Doesn't make sense. We keep on, if we keep on estimating everything in this experiment, we keep on getting further and further from the.
But you're estimating here also. You're not getting everything off. And then the dough also has the sauce in it. So the sauce also counts towards it.
No, but we also have to take out the sauce. We're hunting.
That's
the
what
sauce
I was just saying, yeah.
Well, the sauce gets even more confused. It's
So how do you take out the measurement?
Yeah, Rabotai, for those who joined us just recently, we're trying to figure out how many poppers it would take or schnitzels it would take to make ala mechia versus nefashot. Mizonot is mizonot or mizonot. The question is, what would the bracha achrona be? And when, again, the default bracha achrona would be nefashot, unless you eat a kezayit of it. Now, how much would a kezayit be? So we're trying to shave him down to see how much it would be. That's
someone has like two big pieces of schnitzel.
Lav davka.
That could be a
lav davka. It depends how much you coat it. If you coat it to death, then maybe. You know what I'm saying? If there's like a thin piece of thing and you made like a, then it's like a, I don't know what. You know
like
what
near this.
Exactly. No, that's a good example.
You probably have very little chicken.
Exactly. In the mirror in Eretz Yisrael, Schnitzel Wednesdays are the most, I said before, are the most famous days in the mirror. And there's a tiny piece of chicken, and most of it is a very thick coating of breadcrumbs because breadcrumbs are cheaper than chicken.
And Shiva after first Seder is having two of those in 7 minutes.
So if you have two of those in 7 minutes after first Seder, then Bivadai. No, it's fried. You can't make a mozi. Anyway, so that's with regards to that. Where are we holding? Rabbi Yisai. Okay, put it in. How many are we? How many did you do?
How many was that?
That's the third. That's the second and the third.
That's the third one.
I give you a little bit more?
It depends, yeah. It's big.
Maybe they're giving you an ounce glass and you don't fill it up, so you're getting less than you're drinking less than an ounce. I don't know. And then they have double shots. They have double shot glasses, which are two. So where are we? Half?
Three.
Rob, what if you bake the schnitzel less than half? Just bake schnitzel.
No, but the breadcrumbs themselves, to begin with, sometimes they're fried, so you have to find that other myth.
Let's say, I'm giving you a case that the guy wants to be healthy and he's baked. The fried crumbs, the
chicken. I mean, is that
okay? Right? I put a three is less than half. Crumb.
No, we don't get all of
it. Yeah. I feel like that's really like,
this was so rare. This was about three. We kind of missed the ones with the skin that's hard to get off.
Okay.
But this was more or less three.
We're at less than him. A little bit less than him. Yeah, ma?
How many is that?
How many
is three?
Well, when you can't separate that.
Okay, yeah. So what are we saying? About seven.
It takes, yeah, you know, between if you eat 10 house of subs poppers, I would tell you to make ala mechia.
10?
10 for sure. 10. Who's you?
10?
No, like you're.
10. Remember everyone. Don't
have 6.
Yeah. Don't have between 6 and 10, which means. Never eat less than 6 or more than 10.
Only
eat less than 6 or more than 10.
Between 6 and 10 is safek, so you say born of fashot.
Yeah.
And more than 10 is al-mechia.
Correct.
Less than 6 is born of
fashot.
If someone ends at 8,
that was
born of fashot.
6 to 10.
You bring another few plates.
But no, but then you're in safek zone because if you're having 8, 1 second, sit down. If your 8 is safek kazayit, so you might really need al-mechia. And if you really need ala mechia, your nefashot that you're making on the chicken doesn't potter your ala mechia.
No, I know, but you would still make, would you not make it regardless?
Oh, why can't we say, why can't we say safek speka? Safek if your burn nefashot actually covers the ala mechia, and even if we say it doesn't, safek if you even need to make ala mechia.
Wait, so what would Rabbi do? If Rabbi walked away and was like, oh shoot, there's no poppers at that eight.
Why don't we say if someone has a safek? Let's say eight. You had 8 poppers. Are you listening?
Yeah.
So if you had 8 poppers, you have safek al mechia.
Yeah.
So now if you make a burning pashot, now there's a shita that says you yotze al mechia as well.
Mm-hmm.
We say we don't hold like that. So even if you want to say don't hold like that, but maybe you're not even chayam al mechia. Maybe it's pachon mikra. You have to pachon mikra.
Next is black.
And then you can just make. You can have 8 and make a burn of fashion. Up until 10, burn of fashion.
You don't make suffix because burn of fashion. You don't make suffix because to make a bracha.
That's right.
I mean, the alternative is no bracha.
Black.
You're gonna make a bracha either way. It's 6 got to say which bracha we say.
If it's a suffix, if you're making bracha achrona anyway, just telling you which bracha to make, yeah, then you take a make. You don't make suffix bracha to make a bracha, but tell you which bracha to make.
It has to be said.
Yeah.
So you're not leaving it
up until 10 is bar nefeshot.
Agid.
More than 10 is al mechia.
But better to not have 6 to 10.
Huh?
But better to not.
But then you're in matzav shel suffix.
I know. So
I don't know how much.
If you did though, and
the shaila is how much is a. It looks. Glad. By the
this
way,
is there's glad. Now we're doing, also, glad. Now we're doing granite glad.
By the way, it's very hard to get to 10 because there's MSG in these things, and that makes you feel very bloated
that's
and
after full. The fact that you're
I'm gonna do the schnitzel of glad. This is a schnitzel. Of glad.
Okay, show us the schnitzel.
All the color monsters always have a piece of cake with it, so you must have.
This, has a lot more. This has a lot more bread.
Yeah, glad is glad. Glad packs
this has a lot of bread.
Crumbs. How much? How many?
Yeah, a lot. Rebbe, this is a lot of bread crumbs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hope it's more than 10.
What is that glad?
Glad.
Okay. People should be careful with portions, anyways. You know.
Give more generous portions. Mean tzedek. Mean tzedek. It says the Torah.
Nachon. What would the Rambam say about poppers? Fried oil.
We have to do a pisto also.
Yeah. So, okay. Rabbi said, this is a very interesting thing. We're going to stop in a few moments, but everybody's getting the basic idea. Everything here is relative. Mm-hmm. Depends on how much you're eating and what breadcrumbs you're eating and how much it's coated and whatever.
So for sukkah purposes, you would need that 1, 2, 3, like what I was saying, maybe 5, 10.
Now with glad.
What are you talking about?
Glad is more aerial?
Glad is a lot more.
Yeah. That looks like it's. It
looks like a kazai to tell.
This looks like 3, 4 poppers of it.
Yeah.
Of course, even Russia is also a lot bigger.
You know what's also
good? Yes, I mean.
And actually, that's those pine bars.
If you guys want, you can help with the bistro. If anyone wants to put on gloves.
Bistro, this?
Bistro is in the cup.
You want to do bistro? Can you get another play, Ariel?
Yeah, you do bistro.
Okay, is that good?
Quick fill? Yeah.
That's a lot.
Look at this.
Wait,
hold on.
The chewy bar. No, this is not
Mishnah
chicken.
Okay, Rabotai, we're gonna stop the recording now and move on to Parasha. But yeah, so you see, like the Rambam says, a kol lefi ha-makom ve-zeman.
Each popper for its own. This is.
Right. Vlad is the one that's red, like
it's out, no? Yeah. Okay, we're going to stop the recording now and move on to Parsha. So the guys are still hard at work. I'm just going
to
move on to the Parsha.
One Vlad is equal to 3 house of salt.
No way. And
the
same size chicken?
Well, yeah. No, yeah.
What do we say?
Almost. There's sauce in this. Is that sauce?
Here, try to stoop
it
in there.
You push it down a little bit more, you take down the sauce.
How many is that? Wow, that's a lot.
That's one.
It's one.
Schmuck.
This is one schnitzel. But I left a lot of bread down
below. Okay.
One schnitzel.
This is one.
You fit? So if you eat three or four of those, you already know what I'm talking about.
3 to 4 from Gladys. Two.
Yeah,
the chavarim. 3 to 4.
Okay, the sauce. That's the sauce.
3 to 4.
4 to 6.
This is one schnitzel. I got some meat. I left it with a lot of breadcrumbs off.
So, okay, let's move on to Parsha Rabbeisai. Okay, so.
Yeah.
There's something in the chat over here.
No, I have 2 of these.
Mikey, what do I do?
1.5 of these already.
Mikey?
This is the schnitzel.
This?